A Sudanese-Australian man says his cousin is now being held hostage in Sudan after the latest reports of mass killings and destruction. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces seized control of the city of Al-Fasha earlier this week, with the Sudanese government saying at least 2,000 residents were killed by militants. Satellite evidence from the Yale Humanitarian Lab has led researchers to estimate the real death toll could be in the tens of thousands. In Canberra, Abdullah tells SBS he received a call from his cousin in Al-Fasha on Monday, but was surprised to hear a militant on the other end of the line with an ultimatum.
I spoke to them and they told me that your cousins are in our custody. They said, we are the ones who have your cousins. If you don't pay the money by tomorrow, Tuesday, you will never see them again.
The men demanded a $127,000 ransom, but the call ended abruptly with no further negotiations possible. Abdullah says he's now waiting for news.